WQS, Mobiling. Okay, Mobiling. WQS, I think it was. I've talked to you before, but I can't remember your name. Good to hear you. Name is Shane.
Carlos.
Good to hear you again. I don't know what happened to Bob. Maybe he's got his volume turned down. Got to make a quick stop at an auto parts store. They open at 7:30. Got a wheel bearing going bad in my wife's car. I need to get that replaced this weekend before she goes back to work and drives it around more. So she's going to be out for a while, but we were on a trip to Pennsylvania last week and started hearing a noise and, like, that's different. So got to get that taken care of.
Kind of a job if you set yourself to it.
It's all one piece. The hub, it's sealed and everything, so just take off the old one and put the new one on there. Hopefully it's as simple as it looked, or as the directions looked. I've done the ones where you pack the grease and take it all apart and pack in the new grease and everything, and that wasn't too bad. This looks like not as messy.
For a long time ago when I was a teenager, a friend of mine rebuilt, he took a 78 Buick Regal and put a Cadillac 454 engine in it. And I helped him rebuild that engine, and we did the seals on the rings and everything. Those pistons were so big, it was unbelievable.
Or big.
It was like about the size of a small plate.
It took a lot of air and a lot of fuel going in those things.
You lock that thing regularly.
That deep into an engine, there's some things that I won't try. I'd like to know how, but I don't have the equipment or the time to do it. I do like to do what I can, maintenance-wise, obviously, and smaller repairs. And there's been a couple of repairs I've done that I've ended up making it worse and had to go take it somewhere anyway, but I enjoy it. It's kind of a good feeling when you get done and everything works.
It's a humbling thing. I'm the same. I like to do things on my own, but I think it's a maturing thing when you realize there's a point where you take it to the pros, because time and money, like you said.
When I was younger, I didn't have as much money and not as much time either, but I had to make it work. And now it's easier to balance it out. Like, do I really want to get into that? I could just write a check and pay for it. But I still enjoy it. And my kids' cars, they don't drive new cars, so they're always calling, not always, but, you know, on a regular basis, hey, can we do this? Can we fix this? And still cheaper than them paying a car payment.
A project I did, I had an F-250. It was a 2001. And the bearing on the air conditioning unit froze up. So, of course, the engine wouldn't turn. So I was looking at my options. I didn't want to spend a lot of money on the truck. It was just a trash hauler, really. It was we're out in the country, so we got to haul our own trash. But we were looking at the options, you know, replace the bearing, replace the unit, and we were balancing it against time and everything. And it ended up, we bought this little, essentially it's just a space holder. You remove the whole air conditioning unit, buy this pulley with the mount on it. Stuck that in there and it ran till I sold it a little while ago. CAN4WQS.
That was the easy fix, and I can live without an air conditioner if I have to. I did that for a lot of years. Anyway, I'm not sure where Bob went. I'm pulling up to the store here, so I'll let you go. Good to hear you, Carlos. Hope you have a great weekend and stay safe. And real quick, are you headed to work as well?
And as well, too, Shane, so I'll go ahead and sign off. Yeah, I'm going into the airport here. Where is it you work again?
Yes.
Be safe out there, and we'll talk soon. CAN4WQS73.
Good to hear you. N4ZLK.